My name is Jennifer Arguello. I was formerly Jennifer Carter, captain in the United States Marine Corps. I joined the Marines in 2001 and I got out in 2009, so I was in for 8 years. I spent most of my time at Quantico. I was able to work with Marine for Life Injured Support, which is probably the highlight of my career with the Marines, and that was a predecessor to the Marine Corps' Wounded Warrior Regiment. I was slated to be a staff judge advocate, and I worked in a variety of billets as well as training courses. This was my first veterans retreat ever, and I was very nervous. Especially because it was a female-only retreat. There's a little of that being afraid to be around other girls. I'm a lot more comfortable around the guys. But when I got there, I was with 5 other women that immediately, you know, I started to be able to be at ease with. And I was just coming off an unfortunate suicide from somebody that I really cared about and had served with and served under. Getting there and feeling that guardedness essentially melt away as I got to talk to some of these women. You know, I did a lot of listening at first. I would hear them say things and I'm like, that happened to me. That is what really made the difference for me and being at home there. I got set up with a really great bunkmate. She made me feel like a sister, and that is something that I hadn't felt in a long time. And it made me feel not so alone. It made me feel like I could overcome some of the things that I was facing with the death of my colonel. Knowing the history of how the house in the woods was set up is so heartbreaking, but it has created so much peace and so much tranquility for some of my fellow veterans and myself. We really did feel at home there. This is the first time I kind of felt that really thank you for your service feeling in my life. You know, as a female, when you show up to the gate or you know, my husband's an Army retiree, a warrant officer, I'm never asked if I'm the one that served. But being there with other females and hearing those same experiences and how great it really felt to be recognized for our service really made me realize I wasn't alone.